You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have some conversation about piercing the corporate veil. And when this happens, when the government decides to come after somebody who's either part of an LLC or they're corporate owners, there's a lot of different reasons why this happens. But when most people either start an LLC or start a corporation, they make the assumption that they will not personally be held liable for debts and that sort of thing. And so why does the government or the court system decide to come after somebody anyway?
Well, and it's not just any creditor that could possibly,
or any creditor,
yep,
right,
could pierce the corporate veil. And the reason is you know, this liability shield that a business entity provides, whether it be a limited liability company or a corporation, is a really powerful thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's not to be abused.
Mm-hmm.
And so the general rule is that owners of a business entity are not personally liable for the debts and obligations of the entity.
Mm-hmm.
The exception is, in this area we're talking about veil piercing, is when they've done something basically under public, where public policy would require
mm-hmm.
that they be held responsible, or that they're not respecting the separateness of the entity, because an entity is, I mean, it's a separate person mm-hmm. under law.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so that's why you don't. That's why you go out and you file articles of incorporation with the Secretary of State, and you have bylaws that govern how meetings are held, or how.
And the fact that they're even held.
Yeah, or if they're not held, how you take an action in writing without a meeting.
Sure.
You know, who are the directors? Who are the officers? Setting up a tax ID number with the IRS for the company, and getting a bank account set up mm-hmm. for the company, and running company funds through the company bank account and not keeping them in your own personal checking account.
Mm-hmm.
All those things, there's, you know, you get this really cool thing, this liability shield, but you also have to do certain things in order to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a matter of, I filed my LLC, hands off on me.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have to respect it. And, you know, so you don't want to be writing bills out for the company out of your personal checking account either. You don't want to treat it as if you're one and the same. You know,
mm-hmm.
you hear the phrase alter ego. You don't want to have a creditor being able to prove that you've treated this company as basically yourself,
mm-hmm.
and because of that, they should be able to reach your personal assets that otherwise wouldn't be reachable in a lawsuit against the company for
mm-hmm.
over something. In order to satisfy their claims,
you got to really think of the corporation or the LLC as being separate enough from you that it's almost like the neighbor. You don't go over and use the neighbor's, dig in their purse or dig in their possessions and use it for whatever you want to. It's a separate situation altogether.
That's exactly right. And you see, I've seen things over the years where, where it's led to problems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said, veil piercing is a very hard claim to bring.
Mm-hmm.
But I always tell my clients, well, don't. Yeah, it's hard, but don't give them any fodder to make it easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have someone where I've had cases where transactions where you buy a business from somebody and you see all these expenditures on there, and you have to remove them because they had, like, you know, their landscaping or something else on auto pay through
mm-hmm.
the company bank account. I had a client that I represented years ago. We had a square up with the other side after they caught it after, like, a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
He just forgot about it. It was, you know, it was, I didn't think of anything of it by setting it up through his, why take the money out? Just pay it through there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've had that issue. I've had a client where the other party was defaulted on a lease and had their lease payment coming through another entity.
Mm-hmm.
So we had an argument saying, well, why is that? You know, and of course, the entity that defaulted on the lease didn't have any assets, but this one that kept writing the checks did.
Mm-hmm.
So let's, you know, why they should be brought in. And so it's my view is what leads to a veil piercing claim is sloppiness,
mm-hmm.
whether it be in how you manage the funds or not having proper documentation or signing a contract in your own name versus the company name,
mm-hmm.
just all sorts of stuff. And that's why it's a very hard claim to bring. So if it's a successful claim, you know that somebody did something pretty foolish.
Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about the inability to keep separation between yourself and the business. And sometimes this happens because when you think about the first 3 to 5 years, especially a new business, cash can be real tight. Things can be real difficult. It's not that difficult to kind of muddy the waters there a little bit. But what about with a couple of separate issues in terms of what might be viewed by your clients or by the court as either something wrongful or even possibly fraudulent? What happens there?
Again, with fraud, and again, fraud is, I lose track of how many elements you have to prove a fraud case these days.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like 7 or 8 or even more
mm-hmm.
Badges or incidents of fraud.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if somebody engages in a fraudulent activity,
mm-hmm.
and you know, even as an owner or as an officer of a company,
mm-hmm.
you know, if an officer makes a represent, you know, if you're doing a sale transaction, and an officer of the company says something about the business
mm-hmm.
that proves to be untrue and harms the buyer, the officer personally can be sued for that,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just the company. Because the liability shield, it doesn't protect fraud.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's another instance where if there's bad activity, but again, it's a high bar to prove these things. So, again, if it's successful means there's something really messed up.
What about in cases where, because let's say somebody gets involved in a business as a client, and not, you know, while the business might be on a slippery slope and things are going very difficult financially for them, a new client gets involved, gets a significant amount of money involved, and all of a sudden everything closes and the client suffers some catastrophic losses as a result of it. Even if everything was okay, is it possible the courts might look at a given situation and say this person suffered an unjust cost? Here?
Possibly. You know, you're certainly going to get the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bar to bring a lawsuit in this state is very low. But yeah, they could find some kind of an unjust enrichment or some other equitable claim that would somehow provide relief to the person who was out the money.
Jeff, that was not comforting when you said the bar to bring a lawsuit is very low.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show talking about piercing the corporate veil. Make sure you cross the T's and dot the I's. Again, Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. Business people are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our 4 young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were. And that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and am very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it. And they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work.
Go art!
My name is Maria, and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jump and racing. P.S. I am 13. My name is Connor, and I'm double drunken and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers. Airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show. Dreamers want.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro-North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach business coaching help you. freeactionplan.com. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.